Welcome to the show! A Trouble with Words, episode 90-something.
91, to be exact.
Yeah, 91.
I think so.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Hey, it's the middle of October, or Podcast-tober.
Oh, no, Podcast-tober is an event, not a month.
No, I mean, it is.
I invented it, so I'm pretty comfortable saying I know what it is.
Joshington.
That's my name, kind of. Sort of my name.
Sort of.
That's a little bit my name.
That's a part of your name.
I think I heard my name in there somewhere.
You may be right.
Hey, let's talk about this thing that we've prepared ourselves to talk about. Man, do we have an episode for you.
Josh is mad at me because I did not...
Why am I mad at you?
...watch any of the shows that I said I was going to watch.
Yeah, why don't you care about this podcast and do the things you're supposed to do and instead just watch things you're not supposed to watch? Why?
Maybe you don't watch the things that I...
That's not true. That's not true.
No, it's never been true.
No.
It may take you a while sometimes, but you do eventually always watch.
And then in a night, I watch all of it.
Yeah, that's the problem. If you want to get down to it, that's the problem.
That's the problem?
Is you decide to watch a show and you watch... an entire season in one evening, right. And then you're like, you need to get on this so we can talk about it. And yeah. I don't have that kind of time, ever.
I don't go to sleep is how I find it.
Yeah.
That's easy. Just don't go to sleep. It's so simple.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the episode we're not having this time because of you. We're not having a Stranger Things episode. This is not an episode about Luke Cage. Both things I've watched, both things you have not.
Yeah. Is there anything else you want to add in there?
This is not an episode about scary video games. Which was a good idea, but you don't play any, so we can't do an episode about it.
I played Gone Home, and that was scary.
Yeah, I love that scared you. I do, I genuinely do. And Lindsay played that as well, and it scared her. In fact, it made her so anxious that I had to constantly reassure her that nothing was going to jump out and kill her.
Yeah.
Constantly.
Yeah.
And I mean, I did it more than once, and I don't think she thought I was lying, but she still had to ask.
I totally get it.
She was like, are you sure? She was afraid I was like not wanting to ruin the surprise.
Did she finish it?
Yeah, she played the whole thing.
Did you find the part that I was talking about? Was it the part that
is it the dark room with the wood stacked in it that you wouldn't go in?
Yeah,
yeah.
But the other part that I talked about that something happened and I ran away.
That something happened and you ran away.
When you find the cross in the crawl space and the light goes out.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
The only jump scare moment in the entire game.
Yeah, I ran like a chicken.
That's so funny. That's so funny. I will say, I mean, I don't know if she wants me to reveal this, but when that scene happened to Lindsay, she just like started like spinning, like looking around and not going anywhere. She struggled with control some because she's not a first person player and she gets a little nauseous actually when she plays them. So the panic set in and she didn't know how to move and it was pretty funny. She very much would have been killed if it had been a real scenario.
Yeah.
Have we ever talked about Gone Home?
I feel like we did.
We did, and then didn't we cut it?
I feel like we did.
Right? Let's talk about Gone Home, and let's talk about Journey, and let's talk about Destiny, Rise of Iron.
Okay.
I mean...
Since we don't have anything else prepared...
And these are all games that we've been wanting to talk about, so it's like a game quick episode. Yeah. Bam, bam, bam.
If we did talk about Gone Home, is Gone Home Redux.
Yeah, well, I played it again recently, so it is kind of a... Well, when Lindsay played it,
Did you sat through it?
I played it again, too.
It's a good game.
Yeah. It's quick. It just takes a couple of hours. And so if you're not familiar, Gone Home is a part of the great genre of video games affectionately referred to as a walking simulator.
Maybe the first?
It might be one of the first. I think Escher something, what's that called, might be one of the first. Dear Escher.
Dear Esther?
Esther. Dear Esther. Not Escher. Not like the paintings.
But did that drawings. Come up first?
Yeah, I think so. I think Dear Esther came out before Gone Home. But either way, it is one of the most famous, certainly.
Yeah.
And a big part of that is because of the story it tells. It was very dividing in the gaming community because a lot of gamers are fucking assholes that don't like anything that isn't bullshit. I'm sorry.
That isn't Call of Duty derivative.
Not that I don't love Call of Duty. I mean, I've played almost all of them, and they're pretty good games. But it's not. See, I hate doing that because I think it throws Call of Duty under a bus that I don't want to throw it under. But they basically, these guys don't like anything that isn't
a first person shooter.
Almost objectively, like macho.
Yeah,
I guess I feel like or anything that's considered progressive. is, are you familiar with, and I've been hearing this term a lot when it comes to gaming. Do you know what I'm going to say?
Social justice warrior.
Yeah. You are familiar with
which just seems a ridiculous thing to be against.
My God.
Like social justice, like you realize that saying you're against social justice makes you an asshole. Like,
oh, beyond that,
like
it makes you a bigot. It makes you so fucking awful that, well, there isn't.
And we've talked about the gamer gators before. Yeah. I feel like for the most part it's died down, which is easy for us to say as white men who are not the target.
And it's not like the people went away. Maybe right. the Gamergate initiative did, but
right. But
the hashtag's not being used.
The women that were still being harassed online are still being harassed online. Sure. They've just stopped being vocal about it.
I don't know that that's even true necessarily. I think the harassment has died down because there's less of an organized group doing it under the name of something else. Yeah. Currently, that's not happening anyway.
Well, they're all focused on getting Trump elected right now.
Oh, that might be true. Basket of deplorables.
Dressing up as clowns and assaulting people.
Wait, the clown thing? Are you talking about like the people dressed as clowns like in the woods? And, yeah. Like, do they assault people?
Don't they? Aren't they trying to kidnap people?
I thought that was just like a myth, and they were really just scaring people. I was wondering if you had news on this clown situation, because I've been looking for an update on it. I like that you've billed them all as Trump supporters, though. I love that.
Well, aren't all Trump supporters clowns in their own
right?
Whoa,
I see what you did
there. No, but I think it's true. I mean, I have nothing to base this on. But I feel like it's related.
All I could see are like a bunch of like Pennywise, the dancing clowns, like the clown from It, voting at a phony booth, like shark teeth and clown makeup, you know, evil incarnate. Yes. Basically, cast your vote.
Yeah, maybe that's the assumption, because I assume clowns are evil.
I'm sorry. I apologize for that assumption towards clowns. I don't want to be as much of a bigot as he is.
You don't want to be a clownist.
I don't put all clowns in the same deplorable basket. I don't want to do it. Clowns are not all bad people. Or not all clowns are bad.
Is that like you can order somebody an edible arrangement is a deplorable basket? No,
I don't. Still really want one of those. I
was hoping for more of a reaction from that.
Yeah.
They can't all be winners.
Yeah, but some of them every once in a while could be. I mean, that's not. I'm just kidding. That's good. It was good. We got a little bit of a tirade.
I'm still disappointed that when you sent me that text about tweet dreams.
So I had this idea. Okay, let's talk about this. I had this idea for a Twitter account called Tweet Dreams, where you tweet out the dreams you have, almost like a dream journal, and it's sort of a record of them, but all limited to 140 characters.
So I thought my idea was really solid. But would it be? Maybe I don't understand the concept. Would it be one person owning the account tweeting their own dreams? Or would it be an account that you include in your mention, like you at that account with your dreams, and then that person just retweets the good ones or whatever?
I guess it could be a combination of both in theory, but I saw it as an account that was owned by one person tweeting their dreams.
I don't have enough good dreams to sustain that.
I think I do. But if you can share it with the at thing, I think it's interesting. But also, more than that, back to the point that you were trying to make, I texted this to you with this idea that, like, I just came up with this brilliant idea. To me, it was, like, fucking awesome. And you, rather than respond to my idea at all, you made a joke.
Yeah.
Now, I want you to share your joke, because you were mad that I didn't respond to your joke. Because we are basically married and mad that each other aren't responding. But please share. What was your response to my tweet?
Well, I need to say that...
Or my text.
The string of texts, you said that you had a great idea for a Twitter account and you wanted to share it before you looked it up to see if it was a real thing.
Which it is not, by the way.
It's not. So you should do it.
Has that handle, unfortunately. But it's an egg and they're not using it for anything.
You should steal it.
Yeah. It doesn't work that way.
So... A day later, with no other response from me.
Right, thank you. Thanks for the setup.
I tweeted, or messaged back, tweet dreams are made of bees, shoes and flies, but mostly bees. Which just makes me unnecessarily happy.
Now, I do like that, to be fair. I think it's good. Yeah. I think it's fun. It's got a real good play on words to it.
Yeah.
But I didn't like how it ignored my original thoughts, so I was mostly like, it was, I laughed to myself and then said, forget you. Yeah. And that was the end of that.
Now, did you say forget you as in the radio edit to...
That's what I was doing. I was editing for the radio here. Yep, exactly. And forget her too.
Yep.
Anyway, I want to talk about how Gone Home made people so mad and why they're stupid. No, I don't. I want to just talk about Gone Home. Forget that part.
But the thing is, Gone Home didn't make anybody mad. The people who made themselves mad because they're idiots.
Yeah, and, I don't mean to apply Gone Home did anything wrong.
Gone Home, the only thing that Gone Home did was do something different. They made a game that wasn't about shooting. Like, they made an interesting narrative game that... You kind of uncover a mystery by reading notes that are left around in this house.
Yeah, that's the whole game.
Yeah.
You walk around a house basically looking at people's stuff until you unravel little by little the story that it tells on why no one's in this house when you arrive.
Yeah.
And it's interesting. And it has underlining feeling that it could be any number of stories. You don't know what it's going to be until you get to the end. And honestly, it's a moving story, and it's a good story, a very human story, that has even another whole level to it beyond the initial main kind of, I guess, journal that you're hearing from. There's another character that involves a whole nother thing about child molestation and a lot more that's really interesting. That so it's got layers. You can dig even deeper to find another even more detailed story. They're interesting
stories. Who doesn't love a parfait?
I think everyone, ain't no one don't like a parfait.
Right, as they say.
Seriously, though.
Yeah.
And
I do really like parfaits.
I actually do, too. And I never eat them, but I do like them.
Every once in a while, when I go through a McDonald's drive-thru, I will get a McDonald's parfait with my whatever meal. Yeah. Just as a little treat. A
little granola, a little yogurt, a little fruit, a little fresh fruit.
Yeah.
Layered upon each other.
Yeah.
Maybe occasional layer doubled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just as a little... Just a little thank,
tasty treat.
Thank myself for getting through the day.
Yeah. Thank me. Thank you, me.
Thanks for not...
For getting through the day.
Thanks for not making today the day that we ended all.
Oh.
That's a joke. Sorry about that.
Well, I get like five double quarter pounders, so whatever. To each their own, I suppose. But Gone Home is very, very good, and I will not spoil it here, but I'll say that it's worth playing. And even if you're not a gamer... It is worth playing because it's pretty accessible to everyone.
And it's nothing is going to jump out at you, I promise.
Unless you want that, then who knows what will happen. No. Maybe it will, maybe it won't.
Nothing is going to jump at you.
At any time, something could. You don't know.
It's a good game and you should
I've played play it. Basically, I've seen it played through four times and I still don't know for sure if something's going to jump out. No way to know. No way to know. Journey.
Oh, yeah. You played that a while ago.
Yeah, this is a game, by the way, that is considered to be another game for non-gamers that every non-gamer should play.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a theme here a little bit.
It was one of the PS Plus free games.
It was.
This last month.
Yeah. I bought it, like, years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm glad it was because it's not a game that I would have sought out on my own.
Sought it out because it was so highly praised.
Yeah, it was definitely on my radar. I'd heard the praise and heard good things about it. I guess that's the same thing as praise.
But, it is.
I wouldn't have gone out of my way to play it. But
all right, so let's talk about it.
Yeah.
So it's a third person game.
Yep.
Third person game, which means you have a camera kind of above your character and you see them.
Yep.
Above and behind.
Yep.
And you play a person sort of made out of fabric.
Sure.
Blowing in the wind. In a desert.
Yeah.
And you see something in the distance, and you are working your way towards it. There's no story. Yeah. There's no explanation. There's no dialogue.
Yeah.
You just go on this sort of adventure, and you're drawn to it because it's the only...
One might say a journey.
They might say that.
Yeah. I would.
They should.
Yeah.
You would say. I mean, to be fair, though, what wouldn't you say?
There's not much I wouldn't say.
That's what I'm saying.
What's happening?
I don't know. I don't know what's happening.
This one is off the rails before
we got started. So, what did you think of Journey?
I liked it.
Did you have any interactions with other people?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Because I was wondering, you played it late enough that I was worried that maybe it wouldn't happen.
And
it has an interesting mechanic.
Yeah, and I feel like I sort of knew that, but I'd forgotten about it.
Okay. That's even better.
Yeah. So the first couple of times I ran into other characters, I was like, this AI is weird. Like, it's doing weird stuff. And then I remembered, and I was like, that's amazing that I even thought it was AI, even temporarily.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great.
So can you explain a little bit how their multiplayer works?
Yeah. So, like,
having just experienced it.
Yeah, I mean, from a technical standpoint, I have no idea how they do it. But,
Technically speaking,
that are playing the same level at the same time, you get kind of matched up and you...
Well, it's all one long level in theory, but it all connects online behind the scenes without you seeing any of it. Matchmaking and all that is happening behind the scenes. And so essentially what it's like is you're going through this big empty world and occasionally you run into another character like yourself. And that is another human playing that game somewhere.
Yeah.
And you can't talk, you can't attack each other, there's no interactions except that you can make like a sort of pulse wave that can charge their thing up.
Yeah.
So you, like a little bit of a way to benefit each other.
Yeah.
And it's interesting the dynamics that are sort of formed from that, the relationships that develop with no verbal communication. It's kind of amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty great. And it's pretty great to kind of experience that organically without knowing what you're going into. So sorry about that, anybody who hasn't played it yet. But I think it's still worth trying out if you get the opportunity, especially if you're a PlayStation owner. You absolutely need to be on PlayStation Plus.
Yeah.
There's no reason not to be.
If you haven't downloaded it yet, you've unfortunately missed your opportunity. This month has started and that game is now gone. But I think it's even worth picking up because it's relatively cheap.
It's got to be super cheap.
And it is really interesting because you can – the thing is so many different ways to handle that interaction.
Yeah.
You can stick together. You can just leave the other person behind. You can sort of troll them by just like hanging around them and not doing anything and not looking to progress, but just being around.
I had a pretty good experience all said and done. Most of the time, I think there was only one person that we got separated and I never saw them again. But every other kind of level, like the person that I was matched with, like we stuck together and we worked together and it was real teamwork.
That's cool.
Like it felt good. Like it was, and then I say that, but then the very last level, like toward the end of the game, there's a lot of wind.
Sure.
And we got separated and I couldn't find them. And then I saw them again, like way off in the distance. And I was like, that's amazing that this is a thing that just happened. Because I was like, should I try to get back to them? Like, I'm so close. Like, should I just press on? It was a moment that will not exist in another game and probably didn't exist in a lot of people's games. It was a thing that was...
Yeah. I mean, I didn't have that experience. That's a unique experience.
Yeah.
Did you lose any sleep when you decided to abandon the person that had been your lifelong friend during that journey?
No.
So it changed you forever.
I guess that makes me the asshole.
It will always stay with you. Yeah. I had this idea for a sketch I wanted to do, a sort of a comedy video, which was Journey, but with like party chat, like you would have on Call of Duty, or just to kind of see what that would be like. And the thing is, it would ruin the amazing experience because people say the stupidest, most awful things over that chat. But anyway, I strongly recommend it, and I think it's kind of a beautiful story, although admittedly, it's not direct. Like, well, they don't spell anything out for you in the beginning. They never do.
No.
And it's all about sort of your interpretation of just from what you've seen, what does it all mean?
Yeah.
What is that world? What are those people, those characters? What is anything?
Yeah.
And what was the purpose of that journey? And there's meaning to take from it if you choose to see it. And
sure.
I definitely think it was one of those game experiences that stayed with me. So play it. I think if you're not a gamer or if you are, you should definitely pick it up.
Yeah. And you can play the whole game in a sitting, like an hour.
Yeah. Both these games are short.
Gone Home
can take a little bit more time.
Yeah.
Wow. That's funny.
But you could play through Journey in an hour. Easy.
Yeah.
So maybe even if you don't own a PS4, if you know someone who does,
that's true.
And they own the game.
Not a bad thing to play at their house.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Eh? Save a little money.
Yeah.
A little financial tip from Justin on how to save some bucks.
Yeah. Go on over to Josh's house and play on his PlayStation.
I don't have the game anymore. I deleted it.
It's still in your library.
Anyway.
Library.
I think that this is
Destiny, time. Rise of Iron.
So dude, back to playing Destiny with you.
Yeah.
Took a little break for a little while.
Yeah, took a month off or so.
Played a couple of games. Played Batman, as we talked about. Finished up Skyrim, which was nice. And then that was it. And then I was back in Destiny playing Rise of Iron, the new expansion.
Yeah.
And I have been playing it pretty much nonstop ever since.
Like you do. Yeah.
Like I do. But I've also been playing a lot with you and Jamie.
Yep.
And I've been liking it.
Yeah.
But I want to talk about it because we've played enough of it, with the exception of the raid. I haven't played the raid yet.
Yeah.
I feel like we can give it a review.
Yeah, we played all the story missions pretty much the first night.
Yeah, they're...
Which is a little unfortunate. I honestly felt like there ought to be more story. There is a ton of stuff to do, and they give you a whole kind of... like a virtual book, like kind of a checklist of things to do, if you will.
Yeah, that's literally what it is. Yeah. It's a book checklist. Yeah.
And the story is a very small part of that. There's a ton of stuff, ton of activities.
Yeah.
A lot of it is kind of patrol centered. Sure. Which if
it's very grindy, more than it had in some ways than it had been, I feel like. They moved more towards that.
Yep.
Which, this is one of the only games I don't mind grinding in, because the play mechanics are so strong that it doesn't bother me. It just feels good to do, regardless. So.
Yeah, and even when you're, like, a big part of this game is kind of grinding for loot. Like, just trying to get better and better equipment. Like, you get to a certain point where the equipment you're getting is only slightly better than what you already have. Yeah. And you're kind of light level. And again, if you're not familiar with the game, that's kind of like the sum total, the average of all your equipment together.
Right.
And it's creeping up so slowly. And you and Jamie have played quite a bit more than I have, and your light is significantly higher than mine.
Like, but 10 points higher.
But I'm happy to get, you know, a point a night. Like, if I can get enough stuff to bump my light up a point, I'm pretty happy.
Sure. That's not a bad way to feel that. We're not generally bumping up more than that. Like, we're going up a light per session, but we're doing more sessions.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's not bad. But there are times you can play without anything happening.
Yeah.
But so
A lot of that depends on what you do.
Right.
Like we've been playing, right now Iron Banner's going on, which is kind of like a player versus player event.
Yeah, it's competitive multiplayer, where a PvP, or player versus player, as you said, where those levels matter. Otherwise, they're normally disabled and everyone's given an even playing field.
Yeah.
But in this event that happens once a month or so, they matter. So,
That said, I feel pretty good about
about
my performance as of late.
Like, you didn't do bad?
Like, I have pretty consistently the lowest light of the people playing in our matches.
Anyone.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
Anywhere. I'm just kidding.
Like, everybody's at, like, 370, 360, and I'm at 350. And I was keeping up.
Doing good. Yeah. So let's talk about the value of this. So it's a $30 expansion.
Yeah.
Now, for me,
you
and Jamie bought me Destiny. Yeah. We talked about that on the Destiny episode.
Yeah.
Which included three DLCs plus the main game.
Yeah.
I jumped in late, but I got a lot for what was no money.
For nothing.
For nothing. So I had been playing for free up until this point.
Yeah.
This dropped for $30. So regardless of what's contained within this, it was worth it for me.
Yeah.
I have too much of a skewed view. It's hard for me to say. But what do you think? Is $30 seemingly worth what it seems to have in it?
No.
No?
And it's not even, like, I don't even have to think that hard about it.
I feel like no, too, to be honest.
Like, all of this stuff, there's really nothing, except for the story missions, which there are not a lot of.
Right.
Everything else was kind of already there. It's just now there's a method of keeping track of it.
Sure.
It's incentivized in a way that it wasn't before, but it's nothing new.
Yeah, it's changing things that already existed. Yeah.
The only thing that's really new is the supremacy mode, which is the...
Well, let's talk about what's new, right? So what's actually new? Supremacy mode is new, which is competitive multiplayer, where you drop things and have to pick them up. It's like what Kill Confirmed is for Call of Duty, which means it's stolen. It's a stolen idea, but it works because it's interesting and different. So that's one new thing. What else is new? There's a new story, which is like, what, six missions long?
Maybe.
Maybe five or six?
Five or six.
Pretty short. You could beat it in a couple of hours.
Yeah.
Then there's about three strikes, I think, total. One of them hidden in the playlist, and one of them, two of them you can choose.
Yep.
Which are old strikes redone.
Yeah.
Eh, that's worth pointing out, right?
Yeah.
Then there's a raid, which we, again, have not played. Raids are... Oh, you just finished your first raid last night.
Yeah.
So
raids...
What do you think of raids?
Are kind of a late game, like... The thing about raids... is they're super hard, and they're meant to be played with six players.
Yeah, team of six, which is why we don't play them.
Yeah, because for every other activity, you're limited to three top max. Yeah. You can't have a fire team of more than three in a strike or a patrol. Like you can't do it. And usually it's Josh, Jamie, and I, and every once in a while we have a couple other friends that will jump in, Matt or... Matt Martin. Herring or Martin Long.
Yeah.
Martin's been on the show a couple times.
Yeah.
But most of the raids are set up so that you just can't do them with less than six people. Like, they're hard enough, and there's enough things going on that you just physically can't. Doesn't matter how good you are, you can't do it with less than six people.
Yeah.
But the one we did last night, there is a kind of a cheat way to get through one of those kind of roadblocks. Right. And we did it with three people.
Yeah, we did.
Which was the Will of Crota? Is that what it was? The Crota something?
Yeah.
Something about Crota.
it's the second raid, in theory, that you would do in order.
Yeah.
Crota's End, it's called.
Crota's End.
And yeah, there's a part where you can get through, and so we did it for the first time, finally. So it was the first time you and Jamie had completed a raid. I've played all the raids, but only with random people online, which is a thing you can do, not through matchmaking, through the game, but you have to go to forums and shady, dark parts of the internet and find people.
That's the thing. Like, you can play a strike, you can get on by yourself or with one other person and play a strike, and they'll matchmake and find you two or three other people to play with.
Yeah.
That doesn't exist for strikes.
For raids,
yeah. I'm sorry. So you have to find people to play with or know people to play with, and we don't know people to play with.
So this also came with an explorable space that was a new area to look at, a new social area, like the tower and stuff, which is a place where you go and don't have guns and just kind of like a lobby of sorts almost.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. So a few things. And ultimately, I think it should have been either free, because apparently they had overcharged in the past, and some people felt like that should be the case, or at least like $15 to $20
range. I feel like $19 would have been about right.
What a very specific number.
Like $19.99, I think, was the right price point for what we got.
Yeah.
Now, we've played a lot of Destiny. Do I feel bad about spending $30? Not really.
No, I don't feel bad.
I like the game enough. And I want to encourage the developer to... I mean, they're already doing Destiny 2. We're going to get more.
Right.
But I don't mind giving them money. Do I wish I got more for my money? Sure. I mean, who doesn't?
Do I not wish for that?
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that, maybe there will be more free content before Destiny 2 comes out. I know they've already said they're planning stuff for... they're doing the their version of Halloween. I forget what it's called.
Yeah, they are. That's actually happening this month, 31st.
Around New Year's, they're going to bring back the Sparrow Racing League.
There's some things, some free stuff.
There's some stuff looking forward to, or some stuff to look forward to. Looking forward, there are things to look forward to.
That's what she said. Did that work?
No.
I never know when to use that. Okay.
Not work.
Fair enough.
So anyway, it's good. If you're already playing Destiny... it's probably worth checking out. If you haven't been playing it yet, it might be a good place to jump in.
Actually, I think so, because you get all of it. You can get all of it for like $60 again, including that.
Yeah,
and that's worth it.
And there is an item that you can use to jump a character straight up to level 40. You don't have to start at zero and grind your way up. I will say it's worth doing that at least with one character.
Yeah,
you have three character slots. And the game is fun to play up there, especially if you're playing with people.
Agreed.
Agreed. So maybe pick one character to start at the beginning and pick another character and jump up to 40. And
I play three characters.
Regularly you do.
Pretty regularly.
You play all three.
Yeah.
I have one character that I use.
I wanted to literally see everything in the game, so I have.
Yeah, I have three characters, but I only ever play one regularly.
Yeah.
And it's funny because it's not the one I started with. I started with a Warlock.
Oh, you did, didn't you?
I jumped to a Titan, and that's the only one I play. And now, if I load the Warlock, I just feel weird. It's not my
this is weird.
It's not my right body.
This isn't right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, anyway.
So, yeah.
That's what I got to say about that.
Yeah, and we're done.
So I guess the recommendation is, you know, buy it if you want to and don't if you don't. That's what we got to say about that.
And, hey, if you're listening to this and you play Destiny on PS4...
please be our friend.
Yeah.
Maybe we could do a raid.
Raid with us. Please.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Let us know.
Yeah. That's it. Goodbye.
Bye.
And very carefully just lower the left nozzle until it's just above the receptacle.
Is this okay?
Yep. Okay. Just it's very slowly. Now press the eject button.
Okay. Done.
Right, perfect. Now move over to the right ventricle.
Okay.
We're gonna push the C lever up. Up very slowly, very slowly.
Is this too fast? It feels too fast.
Okay. You're good.
I'm just gonna do it.
Nope, easy.
Is it just
till it's in line. Just until it's in line.
This is so stressful.
Perfect.
Okay.
Good job.
I'm sorry. I freaked out a little bit.
All right. We're gonna take a little break.
Okay.
We're gonna go out and we're gonna get some coffee.
Okay.
Maybe use the restroom.
Okay.
Seems like you could maybe sit down for a few minutes.
How do I do that? I don't know how to do that. How do I do that?
All right. You're going to pick up your left leg.
Okay.
You're going to move it forward slowly.
Is this okay?
Slowly.
Okay.
You set it down.
All right.
Now pick up your right leg and move it forward.
I feel like I'm going to fall.
It's too fast.
I'm going to fall.
You got to balance it.
I don't.
You put your arms out. Balance.
What will you do to fix the economy?
I will fix the economy by listening to the people that know about the economy. And this, I have the smartest staff in the entire world working on the economy, the problems in the economy. And, you know, the just lovely people, Mexicans, they know the numbers and they just...
Damn it. It's actually too good. I like it. It's like a little kid with a cold, but it, like, sounds so good.